ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
And we welcome you into the Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Home falls to Jonesboro in this boys game, 56-38. So, Matt, both of Jonesboro's teams complete the season sweep over Mountain Home. By the way, that last player that came in for the Bombers in the last few seconds of the game, that was Satch Harris. So let's go ahead and take a look at the final stats for tonight's game, brought to you by Strider Engineering. Mountain Home ended up with one player in double figures, and that was Wyatt Gilbert with 13 points. Seven each for Luke Cruz and Matt Jones. Four on the night for Colton Peters, and two each for Hunter Bashirs and Brandon Morris. Oh, also 3 points for Bennett Pinson. He had a three-pointer in the second quarter. Jonesboro, well, how else can you describe it, man? Keelan McBride, 26 points tonight. Only two were from the charity stripe. The rest were from behind the arc. He ended up, I believe, 8 of 9 from three-point range. That's 89%. It's hard to do anything against that. 9 points for Mercedes Leach. 6 for Marion Wilson. 5 on the night for Kevin Pointer. 3 for... E3 each for Kyle Moore and Brody Williams. And 2 each for Lamar Washington and Taven McCullough. Well, one thing Mountain Home did do better at than Jonesboro was handling the ball. I counted 7 turnovers for the Bombers, 11 for the Golden Hurricane. This game had no ties, no lead changes. Once Jonesboro took the lead, they just never would relinquish it. And so, with the loss, Mountain Home is going to fall to 7-13 on the season, 2-6 in the 5A East. Jonesboro is going to improve to 15-6, 6-2 in conference play. So again, Mountain Home boys fall to Jonesboro, 56-38. Lady Bombers get edged out by the Lady Hurricane in the girls' game, 43-40. And again, both Jonesboro teams complete the season sweep over Mountain Home. So Mountain Home look to bounce back Tuesday night, as it'll be their last three consecutive road trips for the Bombers and Lady Bombers. They'll be going to Paragould Tuesday night to take on Greene County Tech. We'll have the broadcast for you around 6 o'clock right here, so we hope you'll tune in and listen to the broadcast that night. So again, Mountain Home gets swept by Jonesboro, and that's going to wrap up the Bombers pregame show and tonight's broadcast. I want to thank my producer, Joseph Shipman, back at the studio, and I also want to thank you for listening to us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying goodnight from Don Riggs Hurricane Gymnasium in Jonesboro.
You've just been listening to Bomber Basketball live on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. This broadcast has been brought to you by Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Arvest Bank, and Locker Room Sporting Goods. Well, after a very certainly heartbreaking loss throughout both games tonight, be sure to tune in this coming Tuesday on February the 5th as Mountain Home travels to Paragould to take on Greene County Tech. Girls will start that off as usual with tip-off scheduled for 6 p.m. Then on deck, 1 week from tonight, we have a home game versus Paragould. Girls start at 6 p.m. Be sure not to miss it if you can't make it out. Only live right here on Classic Hits 101.7, your voice of the Bombers.